Dave Berg, president of Viking Travel and the local representative for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska, says the visitor industry locally is looking up for 2015. He says a French company called Ponant will be offering sailings on the 466-foot ship L'Austral between Vancouver and Seward and bringing passengers into Petersburg.
They won't be able to dock here. They're going to have to lighter in and anchor out, lighter in their passengers. But we're going to have about 220 people on each one of their sailings that they have coming in. So that will be a fairly large group for our town. We haven't seen groups this size since the likes of the paddle wheeler that came into town. This is actually even a little bigger than that.
Talk Tours, a cruise and travel company, has chartered half of the berths on the L'Austral during its Alaska voyages. Berg says that company is looking for more shore-based outings for its passengers. Viking Travel is looking to hire people for the season.
You know, as Viking Travel, we're looking for guides to help us out with dock walks because we're going to have, over the course of time of a vessel being in, we'll have 7 dock walks offered of 20 passengers each. And so we need guides to help us do that. We also will have some walking tour guides or step-on guides. And we're also looking for someone to be able to do something out at Sandy Beach.
Ponant plans at least 6 stops with the L'Austral this summer, with the first one in June. And Berg thinks that company is looking at returning to Southeast Alaska in future years if this year's schedule works well. Petersburg will also continue to see stops by boats owned by Alaska Dream Cruises and Uncruise Adventures, along with the National Geographic Expedition's Seabird and Sea Lion. The first cruise ships will be arriving in May and will be running through the first week of September. Meanwhile, Berg says his company has been expanding because of an increase in independent travelers interested in packaged tours on the state ferry to Alaska and the Yukon. He says independent tour numbers are up from last year.
I think that's going to be a good thing for Petersburg and for the independent tours in Alaska that normally kind of shy away from the ferry because it's a little difficult to kind of figure out. And it's a lot easier for people to go buy a cruise, but obviously, they don't get to see small towns in Alaska, and when you're in Juneau for 6 or 8 hours, you don't get to see what it's like at nighttime and what it's like after the big ships leave.
Berg says overall it's difficult to track the number of visitors who come here each year, with independent ferry passengers, cruise travelers, and lodge customers. However, he thinks a reasonable guess is around 20,000 people. As for the state ferry, Petersburg will continue to see 1 stop a week in July and August and early September by the fast ferry Fairweather arriving from Juneau. And there will also be several stops a week from the mainline ferries connecting to Bellingham. There's also a new sailing starting up in May. Once a month, the ferry LeConte will be sailing from Juneau to the South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal, 25 miles south of Petersburg, and then connecting on to Kaufman Cove on northern Prince of Wales Island. Department of Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says those dockings by the LeConte will be the first time the state has used the South Mitkoff facility.
It was built with the interest that the Inter Island Ferry Authority would run a north end ferry service with their other vessel, though that didn't pan out for their operations, and so it has been unused. So to give the terminal use, the state has added this additional ferry service to connect those communities.
That terminal was built by the state in 2005 and 2006 using federal funds of over $10 million. It was used by 3 years by the independent Inter Island Ferry Authority that offered service to Wrangell and Kaufman Cove between 2006 and 2009. With suspension of the route in 2009, that terminal went unused until this year. State also wants to use the terminal along with the one in Kaufman Cove so it doesn't have to pay back federal money used to construct those docks. Woodrow says the state will see what kind of interest there is in the connection between South Mitkoff and Kaufman Cove to determine if it should continue. The new state service is once a month between May and September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.